Daf is Daf Petes. So we got to the bottom of Peches Amud Beis. We got to the Mishnah there. It's around 8 lines up. The Mishnah says, Yatza Shema Be'ir Mekudesha. So let's say a woman, there's a rumor going around that she got engaged. Harezu Mekudesha. We could trust this rumor and we assume she's engaged. And that would mean that she can't get married to anybody else. Mekudesha. If there's a rumor that she gets divorced, Harezu Mekudesha. We have to assume also that she's divorced. So the Gemara is going to explain all this, the different scenarios. Ubilvach lo yeheshem shama masla. As long as there's no type of justification, there's no excuse, there's no other reason why this rumor went out. If there is a namasla, so then we could assume, then we could say that there really wasn't a true rumor. So what's an example? Ezu amasla. What's an amasla? So gerish ish plonius ishto. If they heard that this man had divorced this woman, al tanai, but there's a certain tanai. So you heard about a divorce al tanai. It's a possibility that the tanai never was fulfilled. So maybe, so if she explains afterwards that yes, it's true, such a thing happened, but the tanai never went through, so then we can assume that she wasn't divorced. Or let's say there's a rumor going around that Zarek la kudusha, and he threw her the get. So there's a suffix, karev lo, unclear. So yes, she agrees that the kedushin was thrown at her, but it was unclear whether it's closer to him or closer to her, and therefore not necessarily kedushin. So harei zu zu hui amasla. This is a situation where the excuse, this is a reason for saying that the kedushin or the gerushin was not a good kedushin or gerushin. So Gemara says vasrin la gavra. So wait a second. So let's say she is she's married to somebody else already. She's a married lady, and then the rumors are that she gets divorced. Is that really going to work? V'ha amar Rav Ashi kol kala debasa nisun lo chayshinala. Whenever there are rumors after she's already married, those are not grounds to make her get divorced. I think we saw this in the Gemara in Vamos as well, that if again she's married just because there are rumors that she got divorced, that's not good enough to make her now usher to her current husband. So the Gemara says no hachi kamar. What the Mishnah means to say is as follows. Yatza Shema Be'ir Mekudeshes. If she's a single lady, and then a rumor goes out that she was engaged, Hareza Mekudeshes, you have to assume that she's Mekudeshes. So that's Mekudeshes. But let's say it's Mekudeshes U'Megureshes. So you heard that this single lady got engaged, and then right afterwards you heard another rumor that she got divorced, then Hareza Megureshes. That's a situation where the initial Kedushin was based on a rumor, so that Kedushin can be uprooted by another rumor that she was divorced. But if she was married, everyone agreed she was married, or not because of a kol, but she was already married and already engaged, and everyone knew, and they were Edom, then the rumors of gerushin cannot uproot that first marriage. So why is this case different? Because my time, a kol v'shovra imo, the rumor, and the, I think the shovra, there's probably two ways to interpret shovra. It probably means the way it breaks, or it could be the receipt, the redemption is there. How do they say it in the art scroll? Break? What was that?
Nullification.
Okay. So I don't know if that's, it means still broken, it breaks it, v'shover, it means like the shover is also a receipt. Either way, because the rumor that she got engaged and her redemption of her being divorced are all hand in hand, so therefore in that case, that's when the gerushin can undo the initial marriage. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Yatza la shem mizana beer. Let's say rumors are going around that she was mizana. So then, ain choshishin la.
Sorry, it doesn't deal with the whole thing of the kohen, right? So she's, even though the kol she'aser is them also a kol she'matir la, right? Does it mean that she can marry a kohen or
no? L'chor not. She has a din of a gerushin.
She's mutter for everybody, but...
But she's a grusha.
But she's considered a grusha.
Right. So again, so the rumor goes out that she was mezana be'ir. We're not choshish for this, meaning if she's married, Rashi says, Shem mizana le'ovid kochavim. I'm not sure why dafka ovid kochavim. Ule'evid, she posna sub minakuna. That disqualifies her. So it must be referring to a situation where she's single then. Right, Rashi, the previous Rashi says, Yatla kol li'isha pnuya be'ir. Because if she's married and she's mizana with anybody, even if she's ones, so then she's also to stay married to her husband who's a kohen. So we're talking about a situation where she's single. So if she's single, she's mezana with a goy or an eved, she's now puzzle to ever marry a kohen. So that rumor goes out. We're in choshish shalal. We're not choshish for such a rumor to ask her from ever marrying a kohen. My time, what's the reason? The Gemara explains, pritzuse ba'al mahut dechazila. We just saw her involved in pritzus, but we don't assume anything actually happened. So Rashi explained, pritzuse ba'al mahut dechazila. We saw this in the Gemara earlier. She is shichka b'shuk. She was playing around. She was flirting maybe. Ol me'ach labin b'dadeha. They weren't having actual tashmish. So therefore, it's pritzuse ba'al mahut, and that does not passel her from marrying a kohen. So Gemara says this is really a machlokas tanaim. Kitanai. Ochla b'shuk girgava. She's eating in the shuk. What's girga mean? Rashi says it's nituyas garon.
Neck sticking out.
She's not tzinius.
Her head held high.
Okay, head held high. Okay, so that's indicated some level of gaiva, confidence, pritus. Okay, or b'shuk hinika. Achal b'shuk. She's eating in the shuk. Girga b'shuk. She's walking in such a fashion in the shuk. Hinika b'shuk. She's nursing a child in the shuk. B'chulan, Rabbi Meir Omer Tete. All those situations, even though they're only pritus, that's enough for Rabbi Meir to say you have to get divorced. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishiyasu v'yitnu ba muzas b'levana. Not true. And it can't be until, if you look at Rashi, right, we saw this exactly, Mishnah Sota, Muzas Bilavana, Nashim HaTovus B'Shuk Lor HaLavana, the ladies used to sew in front of the moonlight, V'Darachan LaSuach Sichas B'Teos, they'd sit there schmoozing, gossiping, exactly, Mishnah Sota, as Andy said, U'Ladaber B'Chashudo Shavir, they talk about all the different things, I hear that guy went to that person, this girl, that lady, all the different gossip that was going on. The Yentas. So Rabbi Kiva says, until that point, that's the ground for preachers, and then we assume, meaning they have to be speaking about such a lady. So if they're speaking about such a lady who did that, if the lady is simply walking one of those ways, Rabbi Meir says you have to divorce her. Rabbi Kiva says, not until people start speaking about that she did something. How do you know if she's being spoken about? So you go to those ladies who are sitting at the corner in the moonlight, busy sewing and playing games and talking. If they're talking about that lady did something wrong, then you could assume you could force them to get divorced. So Amalo comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri im Kain. If that's the case, lo nachta bas laavram avinu shiyoshevas tachas baila. If that's the case, you're not leaving any room for any daughter, any bas Yisrael, bas Avram, to sit, stay with her husband. Why not? Because Rashi says lo nachta shiyesh oivim motzin kol bechinam beremes muat. So they're going to, one person's going to hate another lady, they're going to start telling everyone to start gossiping, and they're going to make up these rumors, so then everyone's going to be speaking about her at the corner, and then you have to make them get divorced. And the pasuk says, "Ki matza ba irvas davar." That's going to be tomorrow's daf. The Mishnah quotes it that when you find a davar erva, that's when one can get divorced. Ulahal and Omer. Later on, it says, "Al pishnaim edim al pishlosh edim yakum davar." So the connection of it says davar. So malahal and davar barer has to be clear. When edim testify, it has to be very barer. Afkan. So too, when it comes to the davar erva, by the grounds for making a divorce, Afkan, Davar Bar, has to be clear. It can't be people making up rumors. So if that's the case, it's not the criteria of those ladies who are speaking about this individual. That's not what it is based on. It has to be some level of clarity that she was Mizana. Okay, Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, quotes a Braisa, Be'ula ein choshishin lo. Let's say the rumor's going around that this particular woman, lady, girl, is a Basula, and then they start saying that she's actually a Be'ula. She's been with a man before. Ein choshishin lo. We're not choshish to make that she's aser to a Kohen Gadol. We know that only a Kohen Gadol can only marry a Basula. So if the rumor's that she's a Be'ula, we don't disqualify her from marrying a Kohen Gadol. Maybe as Rashi says, Dilma pritus abal mechazila. There's no real edim. If there are edim, that's a different story. These are simply rumors. Rumors are not grounds for passing her from marrying a Kohen Gadol. Let's say there are rumors that she's a nesua, that she's married. Ein choshen shala. We don't say that she is. We're not concerned with such a rumor. There are rumors that she's a rusa, that she got engaged. Also, ein choshen shala. We're not concerned with that happening either. Shalo leploni. Let's say there's a rumor that she was not leploni. Meaning what? Rashi explains shalo leploni. So there are rumors that she got engaged today, but no one knows to whom. Lomar Ploni, Elad Niskat Shastam, she got engaged Shastam. We're not concerned. So that's the case. Well, let's say a lady sent out the Gemara and Kedushin talks about, we're leading up to Kedushin on Sunday, a lady sent out a Shliach to get engaged on her behalf. And then that Shliach dies, and she never hears back. What happens? So now we're Choshesh, the Shliach perhaps went through with the Kedushim, but she has no idea who she's engaged to. So now she's usher to the entire world because that person might be the brother of that person who she's already engaged to. So if there are only rumors that such a thing happened, we're not choshesh for such rumors. Let's say Be'ir Acheres. Let's say there are rumors.
That means that if they would be talking about a certain person, you wouldn't be. We are choshesh, but we just said before that we're not.
You're saying this indicates, this would imply...
Right, because that the fact that it's Ploni would seem that if it's not Ploni, she would be Aser, but we just said Nesuya and Choshesh.
Because it has to do with whether it was today or whether it was for many days.
Uh-huh, that's the difference.
Our Mishnah was talking about the call was today that she's just got engaged. These are talking about, she's been a changed woman.
Ah, okay, right. So if the call comes out that this woman got engaged today, we are Choshesh.
Right.
Except for the case that we don't say a name.
Okay, very good. Then the Gemara says, let's say there's a rumor that Be'ir Acheres, that in another city, that she got engaged today, ain choshishin la. Only if it's in this city today are we concerned, but if it's another city, we're not concerned. Let's say there are rumors that Mamzeres, that she's a Mamzeres, ain choshishin la. Shivcha, let's say the rumors that she's a Shivcha, ain choshishin la. let's say there are rumors that Hekdesh Ploni Nechasa, that this person has been Makdesh all his properties, or he was Hefker Ploni Nechasa, or he was Mafker all his properties, also Ein Choshen Shin Lehem. All those cases, you need real Eidus, real proof that those things have happened. Yeah, the Gemara says in Nadarim, and the Tosfos also brings up in the beginning of Pesachim, you have to do it in front of three people, Hefker. Okay, the Gemara says, now again, I think it's only for three people, for people to know about it for this reason. If he could prove on his own, I mean, it'll still be effective if a person's a Mafker, I believe, on his own, but you don't know if it's true.
You can put a lulav down and say, now it's Hefker, so someone can use it.
Right. You don't need three people, right, exactly. So I think that three people are not to make it happen, just to make sure that people know that it's really true. But let's say I do it in my own home, I'm Mafker, it really does work, but you don't know that unless you have some level of proof. So if I could prove it some other way, or you were present during the time, so then you could rely on that. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula says, Lo Shashamu Kol Havara. Not talking about it where you hear Havara. Kol Havara literally means, I think, an echo. The Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah talk about an echo of a shofar. We're not talking about an echo here, but it can't be some type of fuzzy rumor. It has to be some basis for this. Ela Kedei Sheyuhu Neiros Dolkos. So what was the scenario? So they saw inside the house that the candles were lit. Umitos Mutsal, so the beds and the tables were all made very nicely. Ubni Adam Nichas and the Yotzim, people were coming in and out. It was a very active home. Vomim, and they were saying, Plonis Miskadeshes Hayom Hayom. They say, this lady got engaged today. That's Miskadesh. Those are good reasons to assume that there's real Kedushin. People were making these things up. Because they're all the Reglan the Dover. The context allows, it gives it strength. So Gemara says, so the question now becomes, Miskadeshes? She will get engaged? Vidilma Lomi Akadsha. So if they're saying, they walk out of the house saying, she's going to get engaged, I could tell. They're obviously setting up for, there's a big l'chaim today, they're about to get engaged. So maybe they broke it off before they even got engaged. So Gemara says, no, Ema Plonis Niskat Shehayom. They walk out of the house and they start saying, so-and-so got engaged. It already happened. So based on the context that there's a busy house and there's a lights, candles lit and the beds are made and people are walking in and out, that could give strength to the rumor. The Chayin Tani Levi, Levi also taught Lo Shishamu Kol Havar. You don't hear just some random rumor. Ella Kadei Shehu Neiros Dolukos Mitos Mutzos Nashim Tovos Laor Haner, and the ladies are busy sewing in front of the spinning in front of the candles. V'smachos La, they're very happy. Omis Plonis Miskadesh Zayom, and they're saying that so and so is going to get engaged today. And more again, change it. It doesn't mean Miskadesh. V'dom Lo Kachet. It doesn't mean she'll get engaged. Let's say she doesn't get engaged. What it means is, Amar Papa Ema Plonis Niskad Shayom, she already got engaged. So too. And given the context, we could trust such rumors. So Amar Papa, Rapapa says, Ema Plonis Niskad Shayom. Sorry, I read that already. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Biyochanan, Lo Shishamu Kol Havara again. El Kadeshi Hu Neiros Dolkos, the candles are lit. Mitos Mutos, Bnei Adam Nichnas V'yotzen. Amru Davarzeh Hu Kol. Lo Amru Davarzeh Amasla. So if they're saying this, what do you mean davar zeh? They're saying that she's getting engaged. So amar davar, if they say, Rashi says, plonis niskad shehayom, that she got engaged today, zehu kol, says Rashi, shechosh shelo, then we're concerned that that's really true. If lo amru davar, they don't say anything, zehu amasla, Rashi says, sheshov resakol, that amasla, they don't say anything, walk out of the house not saying anything, that seems to indicate that they did not get engaged. So Gemara says, that's so strange, lo amru, they didn't say anything. V'halo amru, v'lo klum. What do you need an amasla if they didn't say anything? They walked out of a house and they didn't say anything. So what do you need a masla to undo what they said? They didn't say anything to require an amasla. So Gemara explains no. Lafuke midiraba by Rav Huna d'amr amasla she'amru afilu mekan v'adasar yamim. An amasla works even though it might happen, 10 days later, weeks later, if they say, you know why there are rumors that I got engaged 3 months ago? It's because this had happened. We say, Kamashran lo. Amru hu dehavi amasla, ha amru lo havi amasla. So we say, we don't hold like this, meaning what? So if you look at Rashi, hopefully I'll explain, put everything together in just a moment. Just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Kamashran lan. Ha ha lo amru davar zehu amasla. If they don't say anything, that's not amasla, v'hachik amar. Lo gamru hadavar lahotzi kol mekuimu mesuyam. If the rumors don't go out that everyone's talking about this, elotziu shover imakol, there's a break, there's a redemption with that initial rumor, kigon niskacha plonis besafik, hu dahave amasla. Meaning when the initial rumors go out, built in was the amasla, that yes, she got engaged today, but it was engaged through a safik. That's when we could say later on, she could say, it was a safik, and the safik never was mivar. Aval, if a case happened, Rashi continues, Amr Davar Mikuyam, assume she got engaged, Sula Mahani Amasla, then later on she can't claim that, oh, there's a suffix in the first place. So now there's just to review. So we need, if it's a Kol Havar, simple rumors going around without any basis, so then that we don't trust. If there are rumors going around with a certain context of a busy house and there are lights that are lit and there's simcha going on, then we could say that rumor is probably based on something. Now, this last, Bryce is telling us, when does an amasla work? It only works when the initial rumors that go out with the context has a built-in suffix in the first place where there's a possibility for an amasla. Then the amasla later on could say, yes, it never went through. But when the initial rumors went out with a background and then no amasla was built in, and then an amasla later on will not be effective. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Lo Sheshamu Kol Havara again. Now where you hear some type of fuzzy rumor, Ela Kadesha Yomu Ploni Mehechan Shama. Unless you say that, where they say, Ploni, from where did he hear? The guy who's saying the rumors, who, where did he hear from? Mi Ploni, Ploni, he heard from another two people. Mi Plonis. Ubotkin Veholchen Ad Shemagin Ladavar, and the Habara, and you start investigating and doing research whether his sources are really accurate. So Davar Habara, Gemara says, Edismal Yathahi, if you go back to the original source, the people who were there at the Kedushim, that's Edis, that's not a Kol anymore. So, what does it mean? Ela ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Lo Shishama Kol Avara again, Ela Kadesh Yomu Ploni Meheichan Shama, Mi Ploni Uploni, Mi Ploni, Vahalchulhem Lemidinas Hayam. They can start saying, he heard from this person, from that person, I can't get in touch with him, he's overseas, but once you start saying where their whole line of the rumors come from, that gives strength to it. So I guess it's not just random rumors, he's able to trace back the various steps. That's enough of a reason to start thinking that maybe these rumors are really true. Okay, Gemara now asks, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye asks Rav Yosef, Mivat Linan Kala Olo Lo Mivat Linan. We had this, I think, earlier, right? Is based in allowed to be Mivatil Akol or not be Mivatil Akol. So Rashi explains, Mevatlin kala, Shemanu kol yotu mi pinashim vitinokos meshakin lehu levetule kala olom meshakin lehu. When we see ladies and children speaking about a certain rumor, do we quiet them, do we silence them, or we don't? Hov amru, since they say, ploni shama mi ploni vichule, v'lesnayo di l'shleinu, and we can't ask them. They say the rumors are coming from Reuven, who heard from Shimon, who from Levi. We can't find out if this is true or not. Is it best to take a back seat and position and just let them carry the rumors? Or since there's no real, we're not able to prove this being true, maybe we should silence them, because maybe it's not really true. So answers the Gemara, answers Rav Yosef, Amar Lei, Mid Amar Rav Chista, since Rav Chista says, Ad Shishmu Mi Piak Sherim, until you hear from people who are kosher individuals. What does a kosher individual mean? Rashi explains, doesn't really tell us what a kosher person means, but someone who's trusting. Shma Mina Mivalin Kala. So, since we don't know who these individuals are, who the source is, there's some people from overseas.
I think it's referring more to the case. He says, "Sheyom Rush, Shamanu Miploni, Uploni, Uploni, Ve'alchule Midanat Hayam."
What do you mean by that?
When it says "Ksherim," Mipi Eidim Ksherim Le'edus, that they say Shamanu Miploni. Is it? I think it's just Ksherim Le'edus.
Right, no, exactly. Oh, it means the definition of Ksherim, a person who's a kosher person, right, who would typically be trusted on Edus. So we don't know who those people are overseas who started the rumors. So until we know that they're kosher, we can't trust such Edus at all. So in light of that, the Gemara says, Shma Mina Mivatlin Kala. Since we don't know the status of these individuals, we silence them from speaking about such rumors. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Adar Abba. The opposite should be true. Midamer of Sheshes, from a statement from Rav Sheshes, Afil mi pinashim have a kol. Even if women, who of course are not typically, or not typically, they're not permitted to be Edim, they can create a kol. So we say that you don't have to have shame for Edis to start a kol. So Shmamina, lo mevat linan kala. We should not be mevatel, and we shouldn't silence any such rumors. So the Gemara answers, Amalei, Atrasa ninu. It depends on different places. Meaning what? Bisura mevat lakala. I think we saw this earlier, didn't we? Yeah, we saw this payoff, the Misaras Hashas says. So if you, apparently in Surah, their custom in Surah was to be mevatel, to silence it, they wouldn't trust it. And the Harda had a custom to be mevatel, not to silence it, to allow the rumors to continue. The Gemara now has a Maisa. Hahid Dinafik, there was once a Dinafik Kala, the Akadsha, Labar Beirav. There was once a rumor that went out that one of the members of the yeshiva of Rav got engaged. Or rather, someone got engaged to a Talmud of Rav. So Asi Rav Chama, Rav Chama came to Lavua, came to his father, and Amar Lei, so he says to him, Eimali Heicha Hava Uvda. What exactly was the Maisi here? What exactly had happened here? Amar Lei, so he answers, Al Tanai Kadesh Adaita Dilo Azila Bechuza. So the condition took place on a condition that he would not go to this certain location called Bechazai. Vaza, but he went. So since he went, so the Tanai ruined and the whole condition falls away. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chama says to the father of this lady, came into Be'idna de Havi Kala Lo Havi Amasla. Since initially when the rumors went out that she was engaged, there was no such built-in Amasla. There wasn't saying that, oh, there's a Tanai built in the Kedushin. It was simply, she got engaged. So that seems to be definitive. She's engaged now. Lav kol kiminach de machazekas Amasla. You cannot come along. You don't have the koach, the strength, to now say there was some Amasla built in the first place. So therefore, she was there's a chashash that she really was engaged. She would therefore require a get from this man, and she would be considered a grusha.
But the question is, if mevatlim kala or not? Is it that we know specifically that the call was not right, or because it seems to me at the beginning that they're saying, okay, you know, let's say this adim said something, and then they were midas ayam, and if they come back, then we say, okay, it's not good.
Well, for this story, it's not connected to Mevatlin Nesakala.
But even the one that says that the proof that since we listened to the call of Nashim, then Shema Mina Lo Mevatlim Kala. Why? I mean, meaning, let's say those same Nashim come back and say, you know what, we never said.
I think the idea is that the fact that their Rav Sheshes is more expansive, who he trusts in terms of rumors, so therefore. And more people are able to create such rumors. Meaning, if a woman was here and she created a kol, we knew who she was, we would trust her. So therefore, someone overseas, even though we don't know who it is, that allows a more leniency in terms of trusting these kolos, so we can't silence them.
But is he saying that a woman is more, meaning, what's stronger, woman here or Edim that we don't have chutz la'aretz?
Woman here, Edim we don't have, we don't know who the Edim are even, there's nothing to talk about. Completely
a suffix. That he heard from Haidim.
Yes, I heard that from this person, from that person, from that person, but we don't know who
they
are.
That's less strong than...
Because you have no idea who it is. It could be a Russia. It could be a Gazan who's really puzzled, according to all opinions, right. Wouldn't trust
him. In that case, why would he say Lama Batlin Kala? If the call of the Nashim is stronger, that's not proof.
No, but the fact that he allows call of Nashim to work as a rumor, that shows he's more willing to listen in general. So once he's more willing to listen, so once there's someone overseas, we have no idea who that person is, it shows a certain willing, so therefore willing to pay attention to it.
Right.
Fine, so next Maisa. The Maisa says, Hahu is a particular woman, the Nafik Allah Kala, the Kadsha Batsipa Desucha, that she got engaged in this certain place. It was a Tsipa Desucha, I don't know exactly where that place is, but was that a place? Wait a second. No, actually they gave her some dates, okay.
Yeah.
Engaged. She got engaged to giving her some date seeds. Okay, very nice. Be'ena de Be'i Shifa. It was on the riverbank of a certain place called Be'i Shifa. Shalcha Rav Idi Bar Avin. So the Shalcha went to him. L'kame de Abaye. He sent to Abaye. Ki hai gavna mai. What's the halacha? Are we concerned with such a call? Very strange case. Do women really get engaged with date seeds? So Amar Lei. So Abaye answers back. Afilu l'man damar lo mevatlin kala. B'ha mevatlin kala. Even that opinion who says in general, we don't silence such rumors. In this case, we are able to silence such rumors. The Meim Amri, Ayin Behu Rabbanim B'Kedusha, and V'lo Hava Behu Shavapruta. So you could say the Chachamim looked into the matter, and they found that the seeds that were given to her was not worth the Pruta, and therefore, it's not a good Kedushin. Okay, fine. Mara has another ma'isa hahi, the nafik ala kala di kadsha. A rumor went out that this particular lady got engaged, l'chad mibnei pelanya, from a person, from a particular family. Amar Rava says, afilu man damar lo mevatlin in kala, even according to the opinion who in general says we don't silence such rumors, beha, in this particular case, mevatlin kala, we do. Why? Meimer amre, ayinu b'rabbanim b'kedusha, kedusha katan kava. It's possible to say that yes, she got engaged to one member, but maybe it was a katan. People are going to say, they looked into the matter, and it was clearly a katan that she got engaged to, so therefore you could undo that rumor very easily. So again, the situation becomes, whenever there's a possibility that people might understand that a reason why to undo that rumor, so then we say you can undo that rumor, if there's a real, a sensible explanation. Another rumor went out that a girl got engaged. They got engaged to a young boy, but he looked like a grown man. I remember in camp, it happens all the time. These guys who go through puberty at the age of 11. So there's one guy who they thought he was a counselor. He was like, he's probably like 13 at the time, but he looked like he was a counselor. So all the parents were tipping the guy, expecting he was like 6'4", huge. So it happens sometimes. So the rumors went out. Yeah, this girl got engaged to this 12-year-old, but he looked like a 15-year-old, let's say. So Amar Lei, Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Hava Uvda, the Amru. So this after this Maisa, they said Adayin Lo Higia LePlagos Ruvain, Shenemar LePlagos Ruvain Gedolim Chikrei Leif. So I guess they're simply saying that since he didn't get to the age of being 13-year-old, therefore I think you're able to mivatel such a kedushin. Does Rashi say anything here?
I don't get this whole subject. I don't understand what's going on because, so certain cases we do, but then are we boydek? We're not boydek. It's a little bit no. I mean, am I the only one who doesn't get it?
No, doesn't make sense.
Again, I think the klal is whenever there's a case.
What? No, yeah. Because it's not clear.
It sounds like our bias is to try to be mepatel to put calls down. That's the. From these cases, the Rabbanon want to put the call down.
Right.
But there has to be a strong Pesach to put the call down.
To put the call down. So that's basically these cases. Right. So they're bringing a raya that if there's any Pesach, then you just put the call down. But they are both the
guys. We don't just whimsically put a call down. We're not just a Mavato call outright. But there's sort of a
Glamadova.
Well, not even we're glad with it, but a reasonable way that other people will interpret it as just not putting it down.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It says Gemara two dots. Ubevad shelo te shama masla. So as long as there's no masla, so I'm a rabba bar Rav Huna, a masla shamru, afilu mekan va'ad asar yamim. A person could give some type of justification, some type of excuse, even 10 days later, even further. It doesn't have to be right away. That's according to Rabba bar Rav Huna. In a place of amasla, we're choshish for amasla. What does that mean? In a place of amasla, we're choshish for amasla. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi three narrow lines down, b'makom amasla choshishin l'amasla, afilu ein amasla el makom, u'pesach, yesh ledavar, shenucha lumocham amasla, choshishin, shem amasla plonis, yesh ledavar, v'akol batal. What does that mean? I don't think you need a full amasla, but even a pesach, even a little bit of amasla is good enough. You don't need a full fledged one. It sounds like.
You want to read the next Rashi also?
Rashi says ubavad shetehe lo tehe sham amasla alma amasla behedya bainan. You need a very clear amasla, not a hint.
Is that on the statement here?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're throwing me off here, Adam. You're making it more confusing for us. Yeah. I'm kidding. So again, what's Rav Zvid saying? He says again, b'makom amasla. Even if there's not a full-fledged amasla, there's only a pesach, a little opening for an amasla. Then exactly, that's good enough. You don't need a small opening for an amasla, that's good enough. Right. So there are two kulas, two different statements, they don't seem to be arguing with each other, that you can have a amasla that comes days, weeks later, and the amasla doesn't have to be a full amasla gemur. So the Gemara says, Esive, Rav Papa l'Rav Zvid, Rav Papa challenges Rav Zvid, Ubilvad, Shilote Shama Masla, that sounds like you need a full fledged Amasla. It's not good enough to have simply a Pesach Amasla. So Amar Lei, sort of Zvid responds back, B'makom Amasla Kamar. I was talking about B'makom Amasla. What does that mean, B'makom Amasla? Rashi says he's going back on the Mishnah. He's going to explain the Mishnah. How does that help the Mishnah? In a case of an Amasla, in a case where there's a real Amasla, you only have to begin the conversation, as long as it can lead to a full one, I think. Let's see. I guess that's what he's saying. I know that's what he's interpreting the Mishnah. Rav Papa says the Mishnah clearly says ubavad shelo te shama masla. Rav Zvid says, yes, I'm reinterpreting the Mishnah. I'm not against the Mishnah. What the Mishnah means is b'makom amasla. What it means is a pesach for an amasla. That's how he's understanding the Mishnah. You don't need a full fledged Mishnah. So again, what was happening first? Rav Zvid said a statement that you need only a pesach of an amasla. Rav Papa says the Mishnah says you need a full fledged amasla. It's against Rav Zvid can't go against the Mishnah. Rav Zvid said I am interpreting the Mishnah. I'm not going against The Mishnah means b'makom amasla. It means a pesach for an amasla. So the Gemara now says Amalei Rav Kana the Rav Papa. Rav Kana now says to Rav Papa v'at lo tisvera. You don't hold that a pesach amasla works. That's not the Mishnah tells us. This Mishnah appears where in Masechus Yevamos. Niskadsha v'acharkach ba'ayla Muteres lachsor. So if she gets engaged to another man, I guess after hearing that her husband had died, that's probably the case here.
Yeah.
And then she gets engaged to another man. And then her husband shows up and he never died. Muteres lachsor. She's allowed to go back to the first husband. So why is that permitted? Now, isn't she with another man now? So that she's also the Baal, even though it wasn't really Bia.
This was Al-Bia Lechad. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Okay. So why is she allowed to go back to the first husband? La Mishim Damrinan Al-Tanai Kaddish. It's not because she got engaged in the Tanai. She said, I'm going to get engaged to this new man so long as my husband's dead. But if she finds out that her husband's alive, the Tanai won't go through and the Kaddishim won't go through. So therefore we see that a Masla does work, even though there's a Pesach. Is that the Raya here? This is very confusing. Yeah, this is pretty much saying that as long as there's some Pesach of an Amasla, there's some opening for an Amasla, even though it's not a full-fledged Amasla, that's enough of a reason to say that that second Kedushin was never meant to be. So the Gemara says, no,
but second Kedushin, it's not a co-Kedushin, it's a real Kedushin.
It's a real Kedushin, but there's a built-in Amasla, even though it's not so explicit, it's right. Built-in that it's understood that if the first husband was alive, she never meant to get the second Kedushin. So you see, even a Pesach or a Masla is effective. But Papa thought not. So the Gemara explains, no, Hasam de'asi baal v'kam'ara. This case is where the husband comes and starts protesting. He's protesting what? How does this explain it? It's not because of an Masla that we say the second Kedushin never worked. It's because the husband's there, and he never got divorced, and there's no Kedushin to talk about. It's not because there's an Masla. The second Kedushin cannot be effective at all because she's already married and attached to the first husband. Nothing to do with an Amasla, that's not a Raya. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Nises. So what about a case of Nises? If that's the case, so let's say she gets married to the second guy, Nises Nami, she should be permitted to the first husband as well. Because she was never allowed to get married to the second man because she's still attached to the first man. The Gemara says, I know, I apologize, that's so confusing.
Go back if she got engaged, is that the word?
Exactly. Why did it say only a case of her getting engaged to a second man, is she allowed to get married to her first, stay married to the first husband? That implies if she gets married to a second man, she would not be allowed to get married to the first, stay married to the first man. But why not? If the second condition doesn't work because she's married, so certainly the second marriage won't work either. So she should be able to go back to the first husband in both scenarios. Why does the Mishnah specify only Kedushin, not Nisun?
Don't they even need proof that the first husband died anyway?
You're right, so it's based on the Eid Echad. Yuvalmus talks about the different cases of two Eidim, say, or an Eid Echad claim. So it was enough reason, she was actually allowed to get married to the second man. That was permitted because she had enough proof. But it turns out the Eidus was incorrect. Right. So the second marriage, everyone agrees, is no good. So she should be able to stay married to the first husband.
Well, we said that she had they were knassing her because she never was bodek, right? That's what we learned.
Ah, so the Gemara is about to say that. Very good. So that's the Gemara answers. No. So ihachi nises nami. So the Gemara says you looked ahead. It's okay.
So,
the Gemara says nises de avda isura. She did an iser because she had habia. Kansurabanan, that she gets a knas for jumping the gun and not doing the proper research. When it comes to the case of Nik niskadsha delov di isura. When she only got engaged, there's no isur involved. Her taking money from somebody, there's no isur involved. Lo kansurabanan, rabanan did not penalize her. So that's the difference. But in a chanami, it's not based on a masla at all. So it seems to be a shaila in the Gemara. And at the end here, whether an amasla, pesach amasla, is good enough or not. Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says, Kol kala de lo itz chazek bebedina lav kalahu. Any rumor that's not been fortified, strengthened within Bezdin is not qualified as a kol. Rashi explains, the last narrow line in Rashi, de lo itz chazek bebedina shelo badku basin acharav shlote shmias kol havara. They didn't research it enough. So until Basin researches it, it's not considered a kala. Amr of Ashi, Kol Kala, de Basin Nisun Lo, Chashin Lo, we saw this earlier also. If she's already married, and then there are rumors afterwards that she got divorced or something, we're not concerned with such rumors. But Ha de Basin Erison, if she was only engaged, and then the rumors started coming out, then we are Chashin Lo, we are concerned that perhaps the rumors are true. Rav Chavivi Amar, Afilu de Basin Erison, Nami Lo Chashin Lo, even after an engagement, we don't trust such rumors. V'hilch salo chashinala, across the board, if she's engaged or if she's married, we don't trust any of the rumors going around. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, he said, Shalchu lemi bei Rav l'Shmuel, bei Rav sent to Shmuel, li'yamadeinu Rabbeinu, yata le'kol merishon. So Rabbeinu taught us that if a kol comes out from the Rishon, what's the Rishon here? Let's see.
From one person.
From one person, that's what it means, from one individual?
Yeah.
U'ba'acher, and someone else, v'kidsha, and another person engages her, kiddushe Torah, mahu, and he performs kiddushin with her. What's the halacha? So merisha means she got engaged to one person, or from one person started the rumor?
No. It seems that...
Yeah, engaged. Rumor by one guy, and then a real engagement to
another. Okay. The real find. The rumors by one guy, and then a real engagement with Adis from another guy. So mahu, what's the halacha? Sheshalchu luhu, they send, teitze, she has to get divorced from the second man, then probably the first man as well. Let's see. Probably from both, I imagine. From the second guy, it says.
The Gemara is going to say from which one.
Okay. V'amidu hadavar abroyo. And then figure out what exactly, it should clarify what's going on here. V'odinu, and let us know. So mai, so what exactly, what does it mean, mahi? What's going on here? Ilema, if this means the Megalia Milsa de Kedusha de Kamalav Kedusha Malian Inhu, if it's the, we found that, find out that the first Kedusha was ever good Kedusha, Mivatlan Kala, and therefore we're going to Mivatil the first rumors and let them get married to the second one. But Vaha Naharda Asre de Shmuel, Naharda was where Shmuel lived, who? Vaha Mivatlan Kala, we learned on the Amr Aleph in Naharda, we are not Mivatil Kala. So once the rumor goes out that she was engaged to the first man, there's nothing you could do about it anymore. Even they check into it, sounds like, which is pretty fascinating. What it means to say is if they find out that the real Kedushin, the first Kedushin was actually good, so then there's no need for a get for the second marriage, because that second marriage could never have gotten off the ground because it really was a Kedushin for the first one. The Amar Rav Huna says, Eishes ish. A married woman who extends her hand, accepts Kedushin from another man, we are concerned that that second Kedushin is a good Kedushin, which is very strange. How could that be true? She's already married. Midi Rav Hamnuna, because Dama Rav Hamnuna, the Ha'isha She'amri Levaila Gereshtani, a woman who says to her husband, do you divorce me? Ne'mana, she's believed. Why is she believed? There's no proof. Because a chazaka ain't isha me'iza panel b'fnei baila. If a woman was really married, she would not have such chutzpah to say to her husband, you divorce me. So it must be the fact that she's saying it, she's believed. So too, if she accepts kedushin from another man, that's in essence her saying, I'm divorced from my first husband, so we are choshesh for such kedushin. So too in this other case here, if there are rumors that she got married to the first person, and then she accepts kedushin from somebody else, why don't we say that the very fact that she accepted a second kedushin, that means she got divorced, she ended the first marriage. The fact that we don't do that tells us that there's a machlokas. If a married woman accepts kedushin from somebody else, can we assume that there's a built-in gerushin that she's implying that she's divorced already or not? V'idach, the other one, explains, no. Ki'itma Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna said a statement, b'fanav, that's only if he's present, she says, you divorced me. But shalom b'fanav, me'izo me'iza. But if he's not there and she accepts kedushin from somebody else and the husband's not there, she'll do anything she wants. That's not going to be considered chutzpah, and those are not grounds to assume that she already is divorced. So Gemara says, lo masu davar alburya mahu. Let's say they try to investigate, they do some research, and they can't figure out exactly what happened in this case. The case that, again, we're dealing with is that there are rumors about her getting engaged to one man, and then she accepts kedushin from somebody else. You can't figure it out. The man is completely gone. You can't find Adam. So what do you do now? So Amar Rav Huna migarish rishon v'nose sheni. So he could get divorced from the first one. Well, I guess we have the first guys around. Otherwise, she can't get divorced. The first guy's there, but I guess there are no Edim who could testify that Kedushin was good. So you make the first guy give her a divorce. V'nose sheni, and she's allowed to get married to the second guy. Aval megari sheni v'nose rishon lo. But she can't get divorced from the second guy and then get married to the first guy because why? My time, what's the reason? Aslamemer machzer grushasa mina erisin. They're going to say, it's machzer grushasa. The halacha is if a man gets married to one person, rather the woman, she's married to one person, she gets divorced. She gets married to a second man and gets divorced from that second man, she can never go back to the first husband anymore. It's called the iser machzer grushasa, pasukim kiseitze. So here too, so once she gets divorced, we can't say she gets divorced from the second one and goes back to the first one. That's a violation of machzer grushasa, possibly, if the first condition was good. since we don't know, we have to play it safe and say she cannot do that way. So what she can do, again, is get divorced from the second guy, rather get divorced from the first guy, and say married, get married to the second guy. Rav Shinna Braid Rav Idi Amar Af Megari Sheni, she is allowed to get divorced to the second guy, Vinno Se Rishon, and get married to the first guy. Why? Isn't it, people are going to start saying Machzir Kushaso? No. Meimer Amar, people are going to say, Aini Rabban Bikidusha, the Rabban investigated, they did the proper research. Bikidusha Talasave, the first Kedushin was an incorrect Kedushin, so she was never married to the first guy, and it is not a violation of Machzir Kushaso. Okay, have a yata alea kol mizel mizel mahu. Let's say there are rumors going around both on the first kiddushin and the second kiddushin. So what's the halacha now? Amar papa afzu megarish rishon v'nosa sheni. She's allowed to get divorced to the first guy and get married to the second guy. That's very, very safe to do that.
Not the opposite way.
Right. It seems like the opposite case would not work. Rashi says v'lo yigarish sheni v'yisa rishon. Rashi explains v'afagav de kal ba'alma have, even though it's only rumors. We're concerned also with the Machzir Kushasa problem. But comes along now, Amar, Muteris L'Shem, she's allowed to get married to both of them because they're both rumors. There's no real, no one's going to be concerned Machzir Kushasa. The Gemara ends, Hilchasa Muteris L'Shem, she's allowed to get married to either one in that last scenario. The early Maal Zoltov, everybody will start Amir Tashem Sunday. Let's talk about Sunday for 1 second. We are losing an